What does it mean when Uncle Sam is one of your biggest shareholders? Chip startup X-Lite is about to find out. The Trump administration is investing up to $150 million in semiconductor startup X-Lite, becoming its largest shareholder. This marks the third time the U.S. government has taken an equity stake in a private startup. The deal, funded by the 2022 Chips and Science Act, aims to boost chip-making technology. Silicon Valley is wary of government involvement in startups, but X-Lite aims to challenge industry giant ASML with its particle accelerator-powered lasers. The move raises questions about industrial policy and national security. Apple just named a new AI chief with Google and Microsoft expertise as John Gianandrea steps down. Apple announced John Gianandrea's departure as AI chief, replaced by Amar Subramanian, a former Google and Microsoft exec. Gianandrea's exit follows Apple Intelligence's struggles since its 2024 launch, including embarrassing errors and delays. Bloomberg's investigation revealed internal dysfunction and an exodus of AI researchers. Subramanian now leads AI strategy and Siri development, tasked with helping Apple catch up in AI. Apple's focus on on-device AI processing faces challenges compared to competitors' data center models. One of Google's biggest AI advantages is what it already knows about you. Google's AI strength lies in personalization based on user data, says a Google search exec. While this deep personalization offers unique benefits, it blurs the line between helpfulness and intrusion. Integrating personal data into AI across Google services enhances user experience, but raises privacy concerns. Google assures control over data usage, but acknowledges the challenge of balancing personalization with privacy. The future of search involves personalized responses and tailored recommendations, creating a fine line between usefulness and creepiness. Zillow drops climate risk scores after agents complained of lost sales. Zillow has removed climate risk scores from over 1 million listings after agents complained of lost sales. The scores were added in September 2024, with Zillow citing buyer interest in climate risks. The California Regional Multiple Listing Service objected, leading to the removal. First Street, the data provider, defended its accuracy. The real estate and insurance industries are adapting to climate change impacts, with companies like First Street playing a crucial role in identifying climate risks for investors, insurers, and cities. 14 Best Cyber Monday Laptop Deals 2025, MacBooks, gaming laptops, and more. Looking for the best Cyber Monday laptop deals? Look no further. With discounts on top laptops like the Dell 14 Plus, Surface Laptop, Asus ZenBook A14, and more, now is the perfect time to buy. From budget-friendly options to high-end models, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on these amazing deals before they're gone. Check out our roundup for more great offers on laptops, TVs, and tech this Cyber Monday. Happy shopping. Shopify resolves outage disrupting merchants on Cyber Monday. Shopify faced a major outage disrupting merchants on Cyber Monday, preventing transactions. The issue has been identified and resolved. Shopify, a top e-commerce platform, handles over 10% of U.S. e-commerce transactions. Problems began around 6:45 a.m. PT, affecting login and POS systems. The cause was fixed, a login authentication flow issue. Recovery is underway, but support wait times are longer. Around 4,000 outage incidents were reported. Shopify continues to monitor the situation. The Surface Laptop has dropped to an all-time low for Cyber Monday. The Surface Laptop 13.8-inch is now at an all-time low of $700 for Cyber Monday, down from $750. This deal includes the more powerful model with a Snapdragon X Elite chip, making it a standout offer. The laptop boasts a 3:2 aspect ratio display and a 120Hz refresh rate, enhancing productivity and smoothness. While storage is limited to 256GB, the laptop still offers excellent battery life and performance for day-to-day tasks. Consider this premium laptop deal before it's gone. NVIDIA announces new OpenAI models and tools for autonomous driving research. NVIDIA unveiled new infrastructure and AI models to support physical AI, such as robots and autonomous vehicles. At the NeurIPS AI conference, they introduced Alpamayo R1, a vision language model for autonomous driving. This model, based on the Cosmos Reason model, allows vehicles to process text and images together to make decisions. NVIDIA also released the Cosmos Cookbook on GitHub, offering guides and resources for developers. The company is focusing on physical AI, with CEO Jensen Huang emphasizing its importance for the future. AWS reInvent 2025, how to watch and follow along live. Amazon Web Services' annual event, reInvent 2025, is underway in Las Vegas, focusing on AI advancements like new models and security measures. The event starts on December 2nd at 9 a.m. PT, featuring keynotes, interviews, and news coverage. Partnering with TechCrunch, AWS is showcasing their on-air programming, highlighting agentic AI and cloud services. Live streams of keynotes and industry showcases are available for remote viewers, with Fortnite hosting live keynotes. Stay updated on the latest developments at the flagship AWS event. The MetaQuest 3S VR headset is the cheapest it's ever been, 2025. The MetaQuest 3S VR headset is now at its lowest price ever for Black Friday, selling for $249, $50 cheaper. It comes with 128GB of storage, while the 256GB model is $329. Various retailers offer different bundles, like Amazon's Gorilla Tag bundle and Walmart's Batman Arkham Shadow bundle with a $50 game. Best Buy has a bundle with The Walking Dead, Sinners and Saints, and a $50 e-gift card for $249. Wired praises the Quest 3S for being affordable, lightweight, and comfortable, with high-end features like color video pass-through. 15 Best Cyber Monday Phone Deals 2025. Looking for the best Cyber Monday phone deals for 2025? Consider unlocked options for more flexibility. Samsung's Galaxy S25 series offers discounts ahead of the S26 release. Google's Pixel 10 series introduces magnetic wireless charging and AirDrop support. Motorola's Razr Ultra and Moto G Stylus provide unique folding options. Samsung's Galaxy S25 FE offers solid performance at a discount. Prefer last year's models? Consider Google's Pixel 9 series for savings. Apple's iPhone 16e and iPhone 16 16 Plus are also available with limited discounts. Subscribe to Wired for more tech insights. Construction workers are cashing in on the AI boom. Construction workers are cashing in on the AI boom as they build data centers. Pay jumps of 25 to 30% are common, with some seeing much more. Damon Chambliss left his drywall business for a supervisor role, now making over $100,000 annually. Others, like Mark Benner and Andrew Mason, earn $225,000 and $200,000 respectively. Companies offer perks like daily incentive bonuses to attract workers in the face of a skilled labor shortage. Tech giants are building new data centers, increasing demand for skilled workers. Data center energy demand forecasted to soar nearly 300% through 2035. Data center energy demand is set to surge nearly 300% by 2035, driven by new construction projects. A report from Bloomberg NEF reveals that data centers will require 2.7 times the current electricity demand over the next decade, reaching 106 gigawatts by 2035. The growth will mainly occur in rural areas due to facility expansion and urban site scarcity. The average new data center will draw over 100 megawatts, with some exceeding 1 gigawatt. AI training and inference will contribute to increased utilization rates, with global investments in data centers surpassing oil exploration spending. Planned projects in states like Virginia and Texas are expected to add significant capacity, prompting scrutiny from the PJM interconnection. European cops shut down crypto mixing website that helped launder 1.3 billion euros. A coalition of European law enforcement agencies, led by Europol, closed down the cryptocurrency mixing service CryptoMixer. Europol described it as a popular choice for cyber criminals looking to launder illegal funds from activities like drug trafficking and ransomware attacks. Since 2016, CryptoMixer helped launder 1.3 billion euros in Bitcoin. Authorities seized $25 million euros in Bitcoin, 3 servers, and 12 terabytes of data. CryptoMixer's platform aimed to hide the origin of cryptocurrency transactions, offering anonymity to users. Best Digital Notebook Cyber Monday Sales 2025. Remarkable, Kobo, Kindle. Looking for the best Cyber Monday deals on digital notebooks? This year, top brands like Remarkable and Kobo are offering discounts on their popular models. From the Remarkable Paper Pro with a color screen to the Kobo Libra Color e-reader that doubles as a digital notebook, there are plenty of options to choose from. Even the Rocketbook Fusion Plus is on sale, perfect for those who prefer a traditional pen and paper experience. Don't miss out on these great deals for the tech-savvy shopper. The best Cyber Monday streaming deals, 2025, HBO Max, Disney Plus, Apple. Cyber Monday 2025 brings amazing streaming deals from HBO Max, Disney Plus, and Apple. HBO Max offers a $3 a month deal for new customers, while Disney Plus and Hulu are bundled for $5 a month. Existing customers can sometimes get the same deal by threatening to cancel. Other deals include Masterclass, Paramount Plus, Peacock, Amazon Prime, and more. Apple TV Plus offers a $12 a year deal or $3 a month for a limited time. Stay entertained without breaking the bank this Cyber Monday. Auraframe Cyber Monday Sale 2025. Carver, Walden, Aspen. Looking for a great Cyber Monday deal? Check out Auraframe's sale on their digital picture frames. With discounts ranging from $30 to $60 off, you can choose from popular models like the Carver, Walden, and Aspen. Each frame offers the same app experience and unlimited photo storage, with differences in screen size and frame style. The Carver matte and stone versions are standouts, while the Walden is perfect for larger spaces. Unfortunately, the newest Aura Ink frame is not on sale. Subscribe to Wired for more tech news. OpenAI's investment into Thrive Holdings is its latest circular deal. OpenAI is investing in Thrive Holdings, backed by Thrive Capital, to accelerate AI adoption in sectors like accounting and IT services. The deal involves OpenAI sending employees to work within Thrive's companies to boost efficiency. This circular deal mirrors OpenAI's strategy with other partners like Advanced Micro Devices and CoreWeave. Thrive Holdings denies the circular label, emphasizing market demand. Analysts are monitoring to see if the partnership leads to genuine success or inflated valuations. Deezer rolls out My Deezer Year 2025, its Spotify Wrapped clone. Deezer introduced My Deezer Year 2025, a yearly recap akin to Spotify Wrapped, beating competitors to the punch. The feature gives users a detailed look at their top tracks, artists, albums, and genres for 2025, with a new romantic comedy theme. Divided into three episodes, users explore their listening habits through a narrative experience. This year's edition includes a personalized quiz and allows non-Deezer users to create quizzes, aiming to boost app downloads and social media sharing. Available on iOS and Android, the recap also reveals interesting statistics like the average 122.8 hours of music listened to globally. NVIDIA's $2 Synopsys bet tightens its grip on the chip design stack. NVIDIA is investing $2 billion in Synopsys to deepen their partnership in chip design software and components. This move comes amidst concerns about circular AI industry deals and a potential bubble. The deal involves integrating NVIDIA's AI hardware into Synopsys EDA and simulation software, transitioning the platform from CPU to GPU-based computing for faster workflows. Synopsys stock received a boost from the deal, signaling long-term growth. For NVIDIA, this investment solidifies its influence over Synopsys EDA tools amid increasing chip design competition.